VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Uganda says its security forces are searching for an American tourist and local driver who were abducted at gunpoint late Tuesday in a national park. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The kidnappers held up the group of foreign tourists at gunpoint in Queen Elizabeth National Park, grabbed two of them, and disappeared into the bush. Uganda police say later the gang, using the phone of one of their victims, demanded a ransom of $500,000. They also say the kidnapped American is a 35-year-old woman. A rescue party of police, military, and game rangers has been sent to find the abducted people. The Queen Elizabeth is a protected area near the porous border with Congo. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Uganda says it has closed its border crossings with Congo in an effort to keep the kidnappers from fleeing. The woman has been identified as Kimberly Sue Endicott, her driver as Jean Paul. A House committee chairman has formally requested that the IRS provide 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns as Democrats try to shed light on his complex financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest. The request Wednesday by Massachusetts Republican Richard Neal, who heads the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, is the first such demand for a sitting president's tax information in 45 years. The unprecedented move is likely to set off a huge legal battle between Democrats controlling the House and the Trump administration. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved subpoenas aimed at getting the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. All Congress has been promised to this point is a redacted copy. The committee wants all the underlying evidence from the final report. This is VOA News. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Wednesday that U.S. trade talks with China are continuing to progress as negotiations between the world's two biggest economies resume in Washington this week. A memorandum was signed by President Trump on Wednesday to combat the sale of bogus products through online platforms such as Alibaba, Amazon, and eBay. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Assistant to the President Peter Navarro says Trump has decided it's time to clean up this wild west of counterfeiting and trafficking. The president is directing the Department of Homeland Security to work with other federal agencies to jointly investigate the problem and submit a report with recommendations. Speaking to reporters on a conference call Wednesday, Navarro, who heads the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, estimated up to half of the branded goods online are fake. Footwear tops the list, and China is the top exporter of all bogus goods online. Asked if this has been raised during ongoing U.S.-China trade talks, Navarro told reporters, "There's no relationship of this to that." Steve Herman, VOA News. At the White House.
Italy's interior minister said Wednesday he won't offer safe harbor to 64 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya by a German humanitarian group called Sea-Watch. The group tweeted that the people brought to safety from a rubber dinghy included 10 women, 5 children, and a newborn baby. The group said it carried out the rescue off the coast of Zuwara, west of the capital Tripoli, after Libyan authorities couldn't be reached. Sea-Watch is asking Italy or Malta to open a port to the rescue ship. Actresses Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, and fashion designer Massimo Giannulli appeared in federal court in Boston, Massachusetts, Wednesday to face charges in the college bribery scandal. AP Entertainment reporter Margie Zaraletta reports.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli were not asked to enter a plea and said little during the hearing in a packed courtroom. They are free on bail and have yet to comment on being charged with conspiracy and fraud. Several other parents had similar hearings. 50 people have been charged with taking part in a scheme in which parents bribed coaches and helped rig test scores to get their children into selective universities. Huffman, Loughlin, and Giannulli face up to 20 years in prison, but first-time offenders often get a fraction of that. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The French news agency AFP reports that Rolling Stones lead singer Mick Jagger, he's 75, will undergo surgery to replace a heart valve. Just days ago, the band announced it was postponing a scheduled 2-month-long concert tour of North America. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.